From our British friends, we've learned of a word that has enjoyed so much currency there, it's made it into the dictionary, and some lexicographers even declared it the 2004 Word of the Year, an honor bestowed on such 20th century coinages as ad lib, blitzkrieg, peacenik, and miniskirt. The word is chav, C-H-A-V. One student of media and popular culture at Leeds Metropolitan University wrote a paper on the use of chav in newspapers to refer to a particular class of young people. Ms. Verity Jennings has since graduated, but she joins us now from Leeds. Welcome to the program. Ms. Jennings.
Hi.
First, the definition of the word chav.
Well, the dictionary definition that they ended up using was a young person, often without a high level of education, who follows a particular fashion.
And that particular fashion, I gather, includes such things as a lot of bling, a lot of jewellery, sweatpants, that sort of thing?
Yep, it's branded sports logos, lots of gold jewellery, gold chains and rings, really white trainers, and the strange thing is tucking your trousers into your socks.
Tucking your trousers into your socks?
Yep.
Does anybody know where the word chav actually originates from?
There's been a lot of suggestions where it comes from. Apparently it came from Chatham in Kent, where the word's best known, and that's where it started off, because originally these people had been all over the country, but they were never known by like a national term, it was regional terms. Also, chav is the Romani word, which is a gypsy word for child. Another is chava, which is Romani for prostitute, so no one knows exactly where it came from, but these are the best definitions.
Singular and plural, does one say he is or she is a chav, or they are as a group chav?
They are chavs, or he is a chav, or chavettes has come up a few times.
Not a really affectionate term, is it?
No, I mean, it does have so many negative connotations, but then it also provides a sense of belonging for young people. And it's the same with youth subcultures from the past. There was the mods and rockers and the punks, and at the time, the adult generation couldn't understand it, thought it was going to lead to a decline of society completely. But things come and go.
But, you know, mods and rockers and punks were associated, at least to some extent, with kinds of music. Chavs? Chav?
You have certain types of music that they listen to, like hard house. I don't know if you are aware of that kind of music. And it's generally sort of very electronic dance, fast beats, no vocals, really.
I can imagine it would be of some appeal to headline writers, chav, on the tabloids. Does it get into headlines?
Oh, totally. The first mention of the word in the newspaper was in 2003 in a local paper, and then up to 2004 it was grabbing headlines. There was whole like features done on chavs and stuff like that, and I've been out to interview famous chavs, because there's celebrity chavs as well.
Who are some celebrity chavs?
We have Michael Carroll in this country. He was a chav basically, and he won the lottery, and there's been a lot of interest in him, and he's someone I went and interviewed for the Sun newspaper. And he's typically chav. He has a van that he's turned into the Chavmobile. And he's written King of Chavs over the front and has spent most of his money on gold jewellery and bought a house and then turned the back garden into a banger car racing track. And it's typically chav.
Can you think of any American popular culture figure who might not even know what the word means, but who might qualify broadly for being chav?
Christina Aguilera came out on my content analysis. She only had a couple of mentions, but perhaps her style of dress and the songs that she's done, like that Dirty song, that would be almost described as typically chav.
Well, thank you so much for telling us about chavs and giving us some guidance on how not to be chav, I guess.
Thank you very much.
It's Verity Jennings speaking to us from Leeds about the people who were the subject of her dissertation at Leeds Metropolitan University. Her dissertation was called Chavs, Subculture, or Chavophobia.